A Bloomington doctor will soon be navigating a thorny issue among his colleagues in the medical community. Paul Peterson is the chief medical officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, and in April, he'll become president of the Illinois State Medical Society. Peterson tells GLT's Eric Stocked he will be presiding over a debate over how the society should respond to the apparent likelihood that Illinois will soon legalize the recreational use of marijuana.
The entire medical community, as I mentioned, has significant concerns over the legalization of recreational marijuana.
Can you outline what those concerns are?
Yeah. It's an addictive substance. It may well be and probably is a gateway drug. It's a chemical that impairs functionality. And I think those are probably three very good reasons to be very concerned about its legalization. ISMS understands that and has developed policy principles for regulating marijuana if it were to get legalized for recreational use. You know, there's some concerns about marijuana, even for medical use. It's a drug that is not capable of legally being utilized by anybody in the United States. That's federal law. So it can't be studied. You can't do a controlled study on disease processes because it's federally banned.
One common thread that I hear is that it does help with pain, that it minimizes pain.
I would say that it's widely thought of as a possibility. That doesn't mean it's effective in well-designed, placebo-controlled studies.
So going back to the use of marijuana recreationally, those concerns that you had outlined, what is the association looking for to come to a further conclusion on it? Is it more data that may or may not come since it's still a federally banned substance?
Well, I think that if it were to get legalized for recreational use in Illinois, the Illinois State Medical Society has a number of principles that we think would be important in the implementation of that legalization to protect citizens and particularly vulnerable youth from the exposure to a chemical. There's lots of things that are going on. We've seen a significant increase in, even with medical marijuana availability, we've seen a significant increase in pediatric, psychiatric emergency room visits across the state, somewhere around a 20% increase. Much of that related to marijuana use. That's distressing to see acute psychotic reaction related to a chemical. Now, is that a pure chemical? I can't tell you the answer to that. Is it only that chemical? No, but the kids are testing positive and they're having acute psychotic reactions. Okay, so I'll put one and one together, and most of the times come up with two. It certainly is a factor in that. And what I think we'd like a seat at the table for those forums that have to do with developing the implementation processes should it get legalized.
Do you think that a policy could be enacted that the society would be agreeable to, or would it be agreeable to given that it's a reality that it's probably going to happen one way or the other?
Well, to answer your question, I think that the legislative process is such that probably the best law comes out with one that nobody was happy about. or nobody completely happy about.
Sure.
You are able to have input into things that you're very concerned about and are willing to negotiate across the table with folks who may have a different bent. And then you come up with something that nobody's completely happy with.
That was Paul Peterson, president-elect of the Illinois State Medical Society, with GLT's Eric Stock. Next week on Sound Ideas, Dr. Peterson will share the Society's view on the various proposals to expand health insurance for more Americans and the challenges they pose.